The first draft of the pact includes the option to limit global warming temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius, enough to prevent low-lying countries from disappearing. Conservation Law Foundation President Bradley Campbell says that would also benefit New England.
We think that offers the promise of averting the most catastrophic effects that we anticipate from climate change.
Campbell says New England is vulnerable to rising seas, extreme weather, and ocean acidification, all of which threaten people's lives and the economy. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.